live,
uncensored,
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we're back now, and, Dr. K, just for a moment to address some of the things that Irwin was saying, I think we always have to go back to the scriptures, in my opinion anyway, to understand what really makes the world tick. And when we say there is a definitive group and a lineage that dates back to antiquity in the scriptures of people who are a race of vipers, as Jesus called them, a lineage of vipers, we really have to go back to these people who are the Kenites and the children of Cain. And they certainly are not all Jewish. They are not of any particular group that encompasses every single individual. But most of them are Kenites, and they are unfortunately very adept at becoming like chameleons. They change their colors, they blend in, they fit, and you know, that's what the scripture tells us. So we mustn't lose sight of the fact that the same people who really were responsible for killing Jesus and the prophets are the same ones who were responsible for 9/11 today.
You know, and
their progeny. Yeah,
this is all one human brotherhood. There's no doubt all humanity is tied genetically, but you have to analyze it and take a look at who in the world perpetrated World War One. You know, there was a lot of deaths there, World War Two, and you find the same group of people, like he said, Irwin said earlier, the same ones that are now perpetrating the attempted World War Three. And here's an example of it. This is now quoting various published sources, NBC News, etc. One anonymous phone call to the authorities led them to close down New York's bridges and tunnels, right? This was now September 11th. All those tunnels and bridges were closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the mystery caller said. Okay, it was anonymous. He said, yes, we have a white van with two or three guys in there. They look like Palestinians. Now, how in the world can you tell if someone looks like a Palestinian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going around and around a building, and they have a minivan headed toward the Holland Tunnel, and there's a guy in there, and he has a Sheik uniform on. And the dispatcher said, he has what? The caller said, he's dressed like an Arab.
Well, that must make him guilty, right?
You know?
That must make him the culprit.
And then they said that these people were mixing a bomb. Now, the police got very suspicious, and they didn't just close the Holland Tunnel, which was the decoy. They closed the mall. See how sharp our you know, public servants are. And here's what
sometimes
they did. They caught a van from Urban Moving Systems that had a sign on it,
mm-hmm.
and they caught the van, and who was in it? Five Israeli agents. But they continued their maintenance of potential bombers, and they caught, and here it is, Jerusalem Post, American Security Services. This was overnight at 2:30 in the morning. This is very important. What I have to tell you now, of course, everybody knows about the five dancing Israelis and all that, which we just talked about, that had fake uniforms in the back that made them look like Arabs and all
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Jerusalem Post now, September 12th, 2:30 a.m. is when it happened. American Security Services overnight stopped a car bomb. Did you hear what I said? They stopped a car bomb on the George Washington Bridge on September the 12th, 2001. The car bomb was packed with explosives and was stopped on the approach ramp to the bridge, and the suspects intended to blow up the main crossing between New York and New Jersey. Remember I said about then World War One, then World War Two, then World War Three? And who reported it? Army Radio reported this.
And they had a note that said, Osama told me to do it, he made me do it.
Yeah, this is how, it is, you know, how it's always been.
We'll
yeah, Abu Nidal to date, it's always the dark skin, but half the time it's a Zionist agent.
Absolutely. We'll be right
Not
back with
time,
more shocking truth right here on Uncensored Radio Free America and more calls for Dr. K. I'm Rick Adams. Wrongly Blamed is the book.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And that's right. We're back now. Hour number two continues. We'll take more calls. But, Dr. K, what is the offer once again for your book? We need to get this book into the hands of everyone.
Well, what's going on right now is if they buy two books, they can get a third wrongly blamed at no charge, and then they can pass that to a friend. So you get one free with two. And that Knowledge House, which they can order on the Internet, pass that through at knowledgehousepublishers.com if they want knowledgehousepublishers.com. 1-866-618-2503 if you want the 2 plus 1. 866-618-2503. And, you know, some people may want to get that bigger kit. They can always ask for that. But right now, if you get the two books, you get a third 450-page book, no charge, to give to your friend.
And what is the cost?
You have to leave. Well, it's going to be $40 plus $8.99 shipping and handling. But let's make it, let's help out everybody. We're going to make it $45 for the whole kit. The 2 plus 1, $45. If you're generous and you want to help RBN, you make it $50.
Okay, and
because a lot of people are saying, I can't, you know, I keep getting the calls.
Sure.
I can't afford it. I'm trying to help you out.
Yep.
$45 gets you three books. You want to help RBN, you make it $50.
Now, also, if you want just the one book,
that's $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling.
There you go.
Hey, Rick. Dear Rick, I have to bolt in 20 minutes. I'm being called for an interview.
Sure.
So Let's keep going.
Let's go right to the calls, and we'll go right down the line. Ken in Texas is next. Hi, Ken.
Gentlemen, hey,
yeah.
The House and Senate are still cranking right now. And tell your U.S. senators to take Ron Paul's bill to abolish the Federal Reserve and put it in the Senate. I did mine, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Do you think Thermite or Thermax will boil gold away?
Well, the gold was taken.
Was it taken or what, boy?
No, it was taken. There's plenty of eyewitnesses. In fact, one woman won't talk too much. She's afraid she'll be assassinated. She saw it being taken.
Was that right?
Yeah, it was taken.
Who?
Of that belonged to the Saudis. It didn't matter. The cartel took it, and they confiscated it.
So the gold belonged to a mixture of people?
Yes, it belonged to a mixture. A lot of it was Middle Eastern-owned. None of them got anything. It was taken by the mafia, Zionist mafia.
You got any video of this?
No, I don't think they've got any video. And you know what? There might be bits and pieces. You know, you need to look up gold, what happened to it, transported. There's several witnesses that saw it transported out.
I'll go look for that. Hey, thank you much. I'm gone.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Let's move along to Doug. Doug in Texas again. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Doug.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Doing all right.
Doing all right.
I can't imagine a group of people that would be so dastardly as to that could come up with some scheme like this, and they couldn't be of one little ethnic group. But the morning that happened, I have a background I was in the ceramic industry, and
yeah,
you have high temperatures there, and the I've been a welder and fitter as far as structural steel goes. And I was watching that morning, and I thought, there's no way.
Yeah.
This is just physically impossible.
Impossible.
There is no way.
No. How are you going to shoot steel beams vertical out hundreds of yards?
Well, how are you even going to cut them?
Yeah,
unless you have oxygen and settling at the right mixture, and then it takes a while to do that.
Yes, it's true.
You have plasma arc, and you can cut little thin strips of metal with that.
Those were pretty big beams, man.
Right.
Why was the steel taken from the crime scene and exported over to China?
Yeah, to hide the crime, which is that's a high crime to do that.
The first thing you would do would be to investigate it, leave everything there, and keep it here, my goodness, in the United States. If there was nothing to hide, that would embarrass the administration and those in control, wouldn't you?
But
the Zionists did this. There's no doubt about it. And don't forget the posting on the Internet. Everybody should get Benjamin Friedman's posting, who was an insider, quite a good man.
Mm-hmm.
And he revealed it all from World War One to date.
Yes.
And he'd reveal, if you're going to create World War One, and if you're going to subterfuge the world with Hitler, and you're going to hire a Hitler, you're going to hire the Bolsheviks to create this the proxy militia, mm-hmm. you're going to create an Israeli entity and shove 4 million people into the sea, what big deal is it to knock down a couple of World Trade Centers?
Yeah, when you put it that way, it really
is. What's the big deal? You already have a history of the murder of the innocent by the tens of millions. If you got a guy that will bomb Cambodia into smithereens and kill 750 people, 750,000 people outright,
And then have the Cambodian Holocaust there, the killing fields.
Well, right, they kept supporting Pol Pot. They supported Pol Pot after he killed 3 million.
And then being called a peacemaker. There's something wrong. There's something wrong, man.
So it is one entity, one group that's criminally responsible mm-hmm. for terrorizing the American people as well as the rest of the world.
Jesus identified them.
He did identify it, mm-hmm. man, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Rick, all right, Doug? Yeah.
Let me finish up.
You may finish.
My thoughts, I was sort of befuddled at first. What in the hell? Two planes flying into this. And then when they fell down, just were pulverized right after I thought, no, that's fiction. That's total fiction. And then Benjamin Netanyahu comes out 4 hours later. later and said, "This is a very good day for Israel." And he and then he said, "Oh, I didn't really. What I mean is, you know, America knows what terrorism is all about." And he wrote a book on this.
1986. Yeah.
Right.
You know what? You need to look on the internet. Good stuff, my friend, for the posting that they stumbled across the two Zionist powers, the two individuals who were talking in the cemetery in 2000.
Right.
That there's going to be a big one, and now Americans will really understand what we've been through. Mm-hmm. And it was the former ADL person who overheard them in the Jewish cemetery. You got to find that posting because it's exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize for being, you know, it taking me 4 hours to figure this out.
Well, only 4 hours? Well, you were one of the top 10 in the world then.
Well, I had to feed my cats and dogs and other things. I had other things on my mind, but it finally, you know, I just said, when I heard Mr. Netanyahu say, "Very good day for Israel," I said, there's not much doubt about
that. That rang a bell.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Right.
All right, let's go to Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry. Yes, Henry, are you there?
Now you hit the button.
Here you are.
Yeah, hi.
Not me, it's
yeah, hi, Henry.
Your system. Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Okay, that also sounds like another good deal you got there. You know what really sickens me with this country? And, you know, I know this is a Patriot Network and all that, but you quoted Kissinger before. Americans are dumb animals, so... with something and to be used in wars and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he's a dumb animal idiot pedophile with his crap with the mind control of what the little girls and stretching
sure.
vaginas and so that he could you know whatever that crap is.
Well, you know what's going on. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's I know that's sickening. I don't know if it's still going on, but you know, so he's just a sick idiot jerk Jew. That's what he is. But all of them, him and all of them, I'm really sick, more and more, I'm getting more sick of this country, and all these old bats, men and women, whether they're Illuminati, CFR, Masonry, all these temples, the Rosicrucian out in California,
right.
Manly Hall, and all this crap with them trying to push all this garbage of... all these wars with Israel, all the stuff that we must evolve and all these different
right,
cultures.
Right, it's just ruining the fabric of the country.
Yeah, and think we should all evolve. And Hillary, with a comment she made that Chelsea bawled out about a year ago, whether they're running for office or what, always think the ones that are younger, they need to grow to be better people spiritually or all of humanity. And this country always got to have all this crap.
Always somebody to hate. Always somebody to... attack, and we enough of that, you know.
Well, it's not just the attack, and I'm sick of this religious, less evolved humanity crap by the older crap generation, especially the Luciferian ones, and even some of the Christian ones too. I mean, the ones in power now.
Understand
so, that are running all the stuff. And to say this, you know, I don't know if you check this on the web, but I was listening to Radio Netherlands two nights ago. I know they're filtered, but they said there was some survey that conducted which is the freest countries of the world. And the lowest was, they said, was Burma, India, and some Arabian country, I think Iraq, I guess after what we did to it.
And
Saddam, and then what we did to it now. And then they said the freest ones was Iceland, Denmark, and Sweden. So then
I said,
well, that's what she said verbatim. And I said, now I'm wondering, why didn't they say United States?
Well, because
Iceland,
it's not.
Denmark,
I mean, look at all you got to do is
answer
Guantanamo, answer Abu Ghraib, answer all the black people that were arrested for something they didn't do, whatever it is.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're talking currently, like right now.
Well,
and
everything is taxed to the hilt. Everything is, you know, orchestrated. I mean, you can go in Canada, and they won't torment you every time to take your shoes off, and the same is true in some other places. But here, it's shoes off, every kind of, you know, liquid out. I got to go. I got to get on the other air.
Okay.
You guys, it's been a good time.
Henry, thank you for the call. And Dr. K, I'll repeat the offers and the book, so thank you for being with us tonight. We'll have him back again, obviously. We'll be back with the other callers, and we'll take more calls on this and other subjects, whatever's on your mind, in the time we have left. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back with more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I'm back. Just took a quick skip. And a reminder, we'll take the calls that remain on the line on this and other subjects, but to the book Wrongly Blamed by Dr. Kasem Khalil. That's K-A-A-S-E-M, Kasem Khalil, K-H-A-L-E-E-L. And the number to call, if you'd like to, and leave a message, he'll get back to you, is 866-618-2503. Buy two books, you'll get the third one free. $45 will be the offer. If you want to, you know, give a few extra bucks to help us here at RBN, the shortwave bill, that'll be fine. Also, if you want just a single copy, $19.95 plus the shipping. And also, you can go online at Knowledge House Publishers and order the book directly from there. Let's take John in California now. Hello, John.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
How are you, sir? Good to hear your voice.
All right, and you? Well, I guess I just missed Dr. K.
Yeah, unfortunately had to run, but that's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't leave us any shortage.
I'll have to substitute.
Oh, well, that's...
He's so good, though.
Yeah, well, you both are. And, you know, that doesn't leave any shortage of subject matter.
Yes, sir.
But anyways, I was calling anyways to... you know, say that I got the books all right, and very, very interesting. I'm sure you've
yes.
read
Wrongly
Blamed. Mm-hmm. The subject that he touched on earlier, I was going to reiterate and perhaps forward him some information on regarding the Israeli sniper. And there is someone that's done a little research on that very subject. There's a video floating about on YouTube called Juba the Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I haven't the source to hand at this minute, but from what I read was the fact that... there's, you know, they've got the Arabic music in the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
And singing, you know, in the background while they're showing this guy doing his stuff. And the type of gun he's using, rifle, more accurately. There's a special rifle that's made by an Israeli manufacturer that has a camera built into the gun, into the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually see and record the kill, for lack of a better term. And that's exactly what this chap has been using. And you can see the actual jump of the rifle in the image that you're viewing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And see the targeted U.S. soldiers go down. So I just thought I'd bring that up. I'm going to dig for that one. It's not too difficult to get a hold of.
Yes.
And you see, and another thing, it kind of serves a duofold purpose, because at the same time as there's people that have put it on YouTube, and then, you know, other people make copies and they put up a version and this and that, right?
Yes.
But so whilst it's serving its purpose over here, because, you know, Americans are looking at it and saying, oh, that, you know, that rotter, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inflaming and keeping inflamed the hatred, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whilst it's pretty well looking like it's proven to be, you know, I mean, look at Abu Nidal, right? He was one of their favorite Arabs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, there's more than one source on this, too. So I believe I'll be collaborating and putting things together to send him.
Very good. Excellent.
And,
as always.
You know, it's... you see, I was going to, I can mention it now, but you see, I know you know this as well as certain studied sons of God, the difference between the creation of Genesis 2 and the formation of Genesis 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, the sons of Cain are at it again.
Yes, they're at it again, indeed. Thank you, John. Good to hear from you, and keep up the good work.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep us informed, and bless you.
I will do. Bless
Thank
you,
too. Thank you. All
Bye
right, we've got a quick break now, and then we'll come back with Joe and whoever else is out there. Right now, a line available. Dr. K has had to leave, but we can continue this and other subjects. There's so much we just haven't even scratched the surface yet. Our number is 800-313-9443. Tomorrow night, don't forget, we'll have Rob Sanchez on, and we'll be talking about what he's discovered on, I think it was YouTube, as a matter of fact, and some of the things that have been happening before our very eyes with some lawyers and their group and hiring of legal aliens, not illegals, to do the jobs of Americans. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my. Oh, my. Rather relaxed mood. Rick Adams here. It's a difficult subject, but I'll be honest with you. It does relax you in one sense, and it does because it gives you a sense of security that you can, with no question, positively say that you just don't believe everything the government says. I think that's a wise observation. You don't trust anything anymore that comes out of Washington. And who can believe anything that George Bush has to say? Well, I know I can't. And anything that he says, even if he said that the earth was round, I wouldn't believe him. I'd have to go to another source to validate or refute that idea. But he could say anything that we all know to be true, and only the most gullible and naive would believe it. So, you see, that's what happens when you have no credibility anymore. But credibility is not what counts. because if it were for credibility's sake, George Bush would have been ousted a long time ago. It is by the deception of the media and the prince of the power of the air that we continually are deceived each and every day into accepting one lie upon another. So first it was 9/11, if you want to start there, and then, of course, the lies about Afghanistan, the Taliban, the lies about going into Iraq, the lies about expanding into all of these other countries, now the lies about Iran and how they're involved in all sorts of mischief, killing American boys and girls. We've got to do something about those nasty Persians. We've got to go and kill them. And that's what the Israelis are advocating. The Likudites, the Benjamin Netanyahu's, are definitely advocating mass genocide. After all, that's something that they're, that's something that's right up their alley, genocide. And remember, Cain slew Abel, and Cain wants to destroy the seed line of Abraham. That's his goal. That's what he's out to do. And that's what we're seeing right now in this war. This is a war against, really and truthfully, not against Islam at all, but against the seed of Abraham. And who is doing the dirty work for the Zionists? Well, you got these so-called Christians that I think Henry alluded to. They certainly are promoting the seeds of demonic doctrines. They are definitely promoting satanic doctrines that the scriptures warn us about. Be not deceived. These men are not sparing the flock. They're grievous wolves entering in amongst us. That's what Jesus warned of. That's what the Apostle Paul warned of. All of them warned. 800-313-9443. Dick Cheney declares the vice president's office is not part of the executive branch. Can you believe that one? He's just declared himself an independent authority, not under the rule of law. Well, that's what we're told. Vice President exempts his office from the requirements for protecting classified information. The Oversight Committee has learned that the over the objections of the National Archives, Mr. Cheney has exempted his office from the presidential order that establishes government-wide procedures for safeguarding classified national security information. The VP asserts that his office is not an entity within the executive branch, as described in a letter from Chairman Waxman to the vice president. The National Archives protested the vice president's position in letters written in June of 2006 and August. When these letters were ignored, the National Archives wrote to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez in January of this year to seek a resolution of the impasse. And the VP staff responded by seeking to abolish the agency within the archives that is responsible for implementing Mr. Bush's own executive order. My goodness, this goes on and on and on. We are being lied to, and we are ruled by the most arrogant of the arrogant. Joe in Texas is next. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, sir.
All right. I wanted to carry on with something Dr. K said earlier, but what I wanted to let, I'm not an expert, Rick, but I've worked on airplanes, and I know the structural gauge of steel and things like that from working offshore for somebody. I'm not going to say, you know who they are, but thank God I don't work for them anymore, but I know that there is no way, Rick, that an airplane can bring down a over 10-story, 15-story building. It'll do damage maybe on two or three floors, but the gauge of steel that was used in building that building, man, it was cut from the ground floor, Rick. And I know because I know about explosives, from being in the service, and you know, I know that that gauge of steel, man, that was in that building. There is no way that an airplane would bring it down like it did. There is no way, Rick. And I know that that was an inside job. That's mm-hmm. all I'm going to say, man.
There's no question about that.
It was an inside job to be able to cut steel like a hacksaw and bring it down like that.
You have to remember, too, that Professor Jones from Brigham Young at the time,
yes,
he actually managed to obtain some of the fragments, just fragments of the metal that came out of those buildings. And
yes,
based on what he saw, he concluded that they were definitely iron and were in evidence that thermite had been used to demolish the towers and Building 7, as a matter of fact.
Well, too, and I think, Rick, that also, man, I think they were going after some other people, and they didn't take all the buildings down they wanted to, but mm-hmm. with that gauge of steel, that was definitely, Rick, an inside job. And from what I've learned, I mean, from what I know from being around a marine explosives expert, just what little C4 will do and mm-hmm. and things yep. like that on
That's
buildings,
true.
And I'm
yep.
talking just rock buildings, it'll just, I mean, blow them completely apart to the ground.
And it doesn't take a very long time for a crew to go in under the cover.
No,
of
sir. They can just go in a van, Rick. They can, mm-hmm. I mean, and mm-hmm. it's going on right now. It's
right.
going on right now. And, you know, I know just from going down on the border what's coming through
right.
there
yes.
with Asians and Middle Easterns. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
you know, I know that, I know, and I think that, I hope to God that most of the American people, that's what I always say, man, on your program, Rick, that I hope they're really doing a lot of praying right now because, you know, they're already here, man. They're already here, and, you know, here we are watching.
The enemy is within.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't be coming across the border allowed to come here and set up shop if it wasn't for the treason in Washington.
Exactly, Rick, and that's, you know, because money's changing hands. Drug money.
Yep.
Other sources of money
yes,
is changing.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, Joe. You're on the money.
And I'll tell you, sir, I know because I know what the CIA is capable of. I know what the Drug Enforcement Agency is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the ATF is capable of because, Rick, I worked with them, and that was a long time ago. But I know there was, man, it takes a lot of heat to cut steel like, you know, a butter knife does through butter. And, you know, there's no way because I've worked, like I say, on the airplanes here in Uvalde with Sierra Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that one airplane, I don't care if it's a 747, is going to collapse a whole building like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope that we start praying some more, Rick. You know,
and
I want to tell you, God bless you, man. I appreciate you and taking my call and all your other listeners and your guests. Extraordinary, sir. Keep it up.
Amen. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
By the grace of the Father, we will.
Amen, brother.
Amen. All right. Very good. I appreciate that accolade. Joe is in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes,
I'll second that, Rick. It is the grace of the Father that's allowing us to come forth today.
And the Son.
And we'd like to thank him
and the
so
Holy
much
Spirit.
For that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Rick, we have a great advantage. John the Revelator was taken to the last days of this earth age in about 90 AD to tell us things that he saw right at the last days. And he saw seven churches, Rick. Seven churches in those last days.
Yes.
And only two out of the seven churches in the very last days were in good standings with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The other five were not in good standings with the Father. So I'd like to focus on what these two churches were teaching that the Father was very happy with.
Uh-huh.
And that was very good for us to focus in on and see where the problem lie. one of those churches was the Church of Smyrna. And in the Church of Smyrna, we look and we find verse 9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. That word Jews in the Greek is Judas. And it means seed line Judah or resident of Judea, one of the two. And are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And the other church that was in favor with the Father was the Church of Philadelphia. And lo and behold, we find in that church, in verse 9, same verse, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. That's Judas again. Not Judas Mos, which is a religious Jew, but this is seedline Judah or resident of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
And are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
Mm.
You see, we have a big advantage in singling out and seeing where the problem lie in the last days. And the Father acknowledging these two churches because of the content of what they were teaching.
Yes.
It's very important that we focus on this because John was taken to the last days of this age, I'll reiterate. And he had a clear vision of what churches were teaching properly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the word of God to me. This is his words to me. And I live in the end of this age. I take these words very, very close to my heart. And I believe him 100%. Without any doubt at all. So I am going to focus my attention there, and I will not compromise with any other teaching or innuendo.
Right.
So this is something that's uncompromising. We will not compromise with Satan in these end times. There is no way.
Well,
this is the way it is.
The true elect.
If you don't
like
it, excuse me?
You see, only the true elect can say that because they understand. But there are people who are going to be, and already are, actually spokesmen for Satan. Only they wrap themselves up with the flag. You see, the flag of the Bible. And so, who is Satan? What is his message? Is his message the true gospel, or is his message the false gospel? So we have to know your figs, you have to know your Satans, and you have to know your Jesuses, right?
Right.
So, see, we can't be deceived who are faithful and who know the truth, but there are going to be many will be deceived who think they're doing the will of the Lord, and yet they're part of the anti-Christian, satanic order of things.
See, We didn't live in 90 A.D. We live in the end times that John was taken to.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that this book is true.
Right. I do.
See, that's the if.
That's the key.
That's the key. Now, the question is, does the Bible have mistakes in it, or is it our ability to understand it that the problem lies?
Mm. Well, we know the answer to that, too.
You know, as a flesh individual, it's very difficult.
It is.
Sometimes.
It is. You see, the carnal mind does not understand the things of God, it says in the Scripture. So you're not spiritually in tune. It's just like if you're not tuned to this radio frequency, you're not getting the whole message. You're getting distortions and sideband interference, but you're not getting the clear message. That's the key.
Right.
The antennae have to be up, and the reception has to be right there, Joe.
Right, Rick.
All right. Thank you for that message from John.
And one verse to close on from Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That O great mountain is the one world government of the end times. before Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel means born in Babel. Mm-hmm. And weren't we all born in Babel, 1948, mm-hmm. when the good and the bad figs were planted?
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt become a plain. That great mountain is going to become a plain. It's going to be flattened at one world government. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Thank you, Rick.
Amen. Thank you,
Thank you
Joe.
For being there, bud.
All right. We have a break coming up, and then we have Alan in Texas next. And there's so much about 9/11. We just never even begin to get into all of the meat of it. But you remember some of the other flights. Well, you remember the Flight 800 that went down over the ocean. You remember. That was another case where it's interesting who gave us the investigation of the National Transportation Safety Board. That was TWA Flight 800 right off the coast of New York, if you remember. That was, I think it was 2000, wasn't it? That was before Bush came in. But in any event, that too. It's interesting to see who were the members of the board, who dominated the final sessions of the testimony. Very interesting. All right, we'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we're back now in the final lap, and let's take Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Hey, you know, the other day I was speaking with a friend of mine. We've talked about the 9/11 conspiracy quite a bit. And he's a pilot with American. He flies 767s. In fact, he flies the Dallas to Frankfurt route. Mm-hmm. And he made a point that when that plane impacted, that practically all the fuel would have been consumed right at that time. That's what you're seeing, if that's what we actually saw, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different argument. But that explosion we see, that's what is going on, is that fuel is being consumed. Mm-hmm. So the idea that all this fuel flopped down the elevator shafts and soaked the whole building, that's baloney.
Oh, absolutely. That's just one more piece of the puzzle that's exposed.
Yeah,
I
don't know why people don't understand that huge ball of fire that you see, that's what's happening right there.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know what I was wondering, if you've heard any more, you know, they've caught Giuliani in that lie about where he was on the Peter Jennings show or
yep.
ABC News
yep.
or whatever it was.
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like we're following up on that. We're not getting a lot of traction out of that. We need to keep pressing.
We're not going to get anything on it from the media, only us.
But is even in the alternative media, are we getting much traction on that?
I don't know, because I don't listen to everything. I can just listen to what we do here, and mm-hmm. there's so much to talk about right now. That it's almost impossible to spend a great deal of time on any one aspect of it. And I think we all know Giuliani is a phony. Giuliani is a fraud. And if we want to and we have time, we'll get more into it with him. But to just spend more time on him alone is almost fruitless, you see, because he's not the only one involved. And they're all covering up for 9/11. There's no question about that. You know, you've got all of them now. Fred Thompson, of course. You know, let's go and level Iran if we have to. And you know, here we are. Let's cover up one lie with another. 9/11 was based on lies. Everything we've been told is a lie, right? You'll agree with that, I think.
Oh, sure.
So you know, as Giuliani was there, he's got a lot to hide. There's no question about it. But even within the independent alternative media. We certainly need to spend more time if we can, but there's so much to talk about. It's like the whole 9/11 thing is not being talked about enough, and that's why we do it so much here on this program. We need to get back and revisit it over and over again. You're right.
It just seems that there'd be somebody out there that even if it's a person that is a leftist that hates the Republicans even for the wrong reasons, doesn't like Giuliani, seems that there'd be somebody out there that would grab a hold of that and try to make a story out of it. You know, maybe somebody an Olbermann or somebody.
Hey, let's hope in the time we have between now and the election, let's hope that's the case. Let's try to make it the case. How's that, Alan?
We've got plenty of time. We should be able to do
that. We need to. You're right. Thank you.
You bet. I just
want to squeeze in one more quick call from Terry in Texas. Hi, Terry. Not much time, but here you are.
I will keep it short, Rick. It's, you know, speaking of persuasion, although this is a Bible scripture, this relates to the rich man and Lazarus, mm-hmm. trying to persuade people to open their mind and their eyes to the truth. This is mm-hmm. amazing. Here Christ says, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. I mean, mm-hmm. you practically have to rise, do magician tricks in front of people, mm-hmm. and they still won't be persuaded.
That's
you
true.
Present preponderance of overwhelming evidence, lay it right at their feet, and they refuse to believe.
Amen. Amen. Right after the scriptures. That tells us where we are, right?
Yep.
But thank God for those that can see and do have ears to hear and eyes to see and will see. And you're one of them. Thank you, Terry.
Good night.
Good night. We're out of time. Tomorrow night, back with our guest, Rob Sanchez. Very interesting show, I think, and we'll be back then, Lord willing. And Rick Adams, may you have a blessed good evening. It's